crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Welcome to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchell, and I am here with my partner, Kelly Bell, and we are horsing around with the regional coordinator of the Ohio Fair Racing Conference, Bill Peters. Hey, Bill.
Glad to be here, Michelle and Kelly.
Yeah, gosh, it's almost fair season, Kelly.
I am so excited and ready to get racing. I want to go out and see the horses and be in the fresh air. It's going to be a great summer.
Yeah, it is. And Bill, last year, you got Paulding was the first fair. And what happened with Paulding? Because that was right in the midst of all of the pandemic heating up.
Yeah, Paulding was, of course, always the first fair in Ohio. And last year, with the protocols for regarding COVID, we were only allowed to have the racing there at the fair at Paulding. 2 days after the racing was done at Paulding, they changed the protocols, and then the fairs could actually, for a short period, for about a 6 week period, they could have full fairs if they wanted to. Very few did, but some did. Then about the last week in July, the protocols were changed again, and then the only things that were allowed the rest of that summer were junior fairs and harness racing.
Yeah. But harness racing was allowed the entire season, right?
Yes, it's a harness racing goes on all year. Our county fair season starts in Ohio, starts with the Paulding County Fair, and the fair season ends at the Fairfield County Fair at Lancaster in mid-October. Now, the Ohio Fair Racing Conference. The fairs that belong to the Ohio Fair Racing Conference, that ends with the Delaware County Fair at Delaware.
Anybody who's listening to the show, if you got kids, if you've never gone to a harness race, horse racing goes back in our history. It's always been such an important part of our communities, and it's a wonderful way to spend a day and an important part of our economy. So for goodness sakes, if you've never taken your kids to see the horses run, it's really a sight to see. Get on out to the track and spend a day enjoying the ponies.
Yeah. So, Bill, let's talk about what we can expect at the race this year.
Well, at Paulding, we have two nights of racing. We race on Monday, June 14th, and Tuesday, June 15th with a 4 p.m. post time each day. Now, on Monday, we have four Ohio Fair Colt Racing, Ohio Fair Racing Conference stakes. We have the two-year-old Philly Pace, the two-year-old Colt Trot, the three-year-old Colt Pace, and the three-year-old Philly Pace. And then also we have the Spring Haven Farm Ladies Driving Series Pace that day. So this will be the inaugural one for the ladies races season here at Paulding on Monday. And then also we have a new race on Monday, the Paulding County Free-for-All Trot, which is a race that's being partly funded by the Ohio Harness Horses Association feature race grant. So that'll be the program on Monday.
Let's talk about Monday, because those two new races I want to hit up real quick. So the first one was the spring what?
That one really is not a new race. The Spring Haven Farm Ladies Driving Series Pace, well, all ladies drivers. In fact, the very first one that was ever raced was raced at Paulding back in 2015. But it's been an annual affair here at Paulding ever since. They've had it every year since. And that's where they kick off the season with the lady drivers. And the ladies collect points throughout the summer racing at various fairs. And then we have a final race at the Delaware County Fair at Delaware, usually on the Tuesday program at Delaware. The other race, the Paulding County Free-for-All Trot, that is a new race. It's limited to just eight horses. We're going to go for a purse of probably about $2,400. And we're hoping to have some real good trotters come in from the tri-state area to race there. And I say tri-state area because people have to realize that Paulding is only about 10 miles probably from the Indiana line and probably about 35 miles maybe from the Michigan line. So we draw from Michigan and Indiana as well as Ohio.
So with the both races, actually, will you have fillies and colts racing against each other in both races?
In those races, yes. The mares are allowed to race against the stallions and geldings in those two races.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. Kelly, we need to interview these lady drivers.
Oh, yes, I do every year during the Little Brown Jug Radio Network live broadcast that we do from the Delaware County Fair. I can tell you that historically, the ladies' races are a highlight and fan favorite of the week, every week. And let me tell you, some of these gals, when you get to Delaware, they are champions and they can race hard. I mean, they are so good. It's really a lot of fun.
Right. Usually the ladies' races are probably about the most competitive race of the week. They're usually well bunched the whole mile. It's very, very seldom do you get any strung out races in the ladies' races. They're usually well bunched.
Well, it sounds like a great first day. So let's talk about the second day.
All right. Then the second day, we have four more Ohio Fair Racing Conference races. We have the two-year-old colt pace, the two-year-old filly trot, the three-year-old colt trot, and the three-year-old filly pace. All right, and then we have a pace for non-winners of $1,000 lifetime, which are basically for some horses that are maybe not quite good enough to race in the colt stakes, but going to give it a try, get a little experience in that race. And then we have the Paulding County free-for-all pace. Now, this race is like the Paulding County free-for-all trot, but this is the fifth year that we've raced this. This is the fifth race year that we've had the free-for-all pace, but it's the first year we've had the free-for-all trot. And again, it's limited to 8 horses. And we usually have some real good horses come in for that race. And the race usually is, a lot of times is the fastest race of the week.
You said you're only allowed 8 right. horses. So do they buy in or do they work their way up?
Only 8 horses. If there are more entered, if there are more than 8 entered, then we have preferences. Ohio sired horses have first preference. Then wholly Ohio owned have second preference. And then if that doesn't get us down to 8, then the final thing is we take the top money winners in 2021.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well, it sounds like you've gone through all the logistics and you run a very tight ship. Takes a lot to organize.
Well, we try to.
Yeah.
Well, we try to have it. We try to have it organized. The Ohio Fair Racing Conference has 21 fairs. There are 65 fairs in the state racing. 21 of them belong to the Ohio Fair Racing Conference. And Todd Brown and I are the two regional coordinators. I handle 12 of the fairs, and he has 9 of them. So that takes care of the. Of those 21 fairs. Now, the other 44 fairs are grouped by 3 different circuits, and they each have a circuit secretary that kind of governs over them.
You know, I have to interject on this. Michelle, you've heard me talk about this so many times, how important harness racing is to the economy in Ohio. And this is a perfect example. We've got people like Bill that are out there managing all these races, coming up with all the rules, setting all the agendas, you know, making sure they handle all the entrants. You've got people working in the offices, you know, taking the registration fees, handing out the purse money. You've got your grooms and the folks out in the stalls. You've got the people that are breeding the horses. You've got the folks that are providing the tack and the shoeing and the trucks and the trailers. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Track care, yeah.
It's just amazing. And every single one of these people I speak to, it's not like there's anybody high up in some sort of a corporate tower. These are all folks that are working from their homes and from their barns and off of their farms and coordinating together all across the state. It's really an engine that is a major driver for our state's economy and provides jobs. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about harness racing in Ohio.
All right, so next week starts the county fair circuit. You can go to county fairs all over the state. Every one of them has their own personality and character. Check them out. If you like racing, the horse industry in Ohio is big, from breeders
to all the different competitions that kids and adults can enter, to racing. And the county fairs really have a great avenue for people to see many levels of all these different things in the horse industry, which supports a lot of families here in Ohio. So definitely get out there, check out your county fair, and enjoy the races. We'll be right back with more from the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association and how they are planning to support county fairs this year. You'll have access to almost every race going on at a county fair over Facebook Live. Stay tuned.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available, or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I'm here with my partner, Kelly Bell. And we are here with the Outreach and Public Relations Coordinator for the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Frank Frost. Hey, Frank.
Hello there, Michelle. How are you doing today? Kelly, how are you doing as well?
I tell you what, I am off and racing. Summertime is coming. It's my favorite time of the year. I want to get outside. I want to get to the track. I want to bet on the ponies, and I want to hear all the scoops.
We are just days away from the first county fair in the state of Ohio, and that means full fairs and harness racing.
Yes! As Roger Houston always says, be there!
And Roger will be saying that an awful lot this summer.
Oh, I miss being out there and hearing him call those races. I get chills when I think about it. I tell you what, it is the most fun that you can have for $2 in the state of Ohio, hands down.
And some of the fairs are free. They're free to get in, so you don't even have to pay to go to the grandstand and watch harness racing.
That's absolutely true.
We just talked to Bill Peters about the Paulding County Fair, and that's one of those free county fairs.
And that's the one we're kicking it all off with harness racing on Monday, June 14th, 4 o'clock post time. As Bill told you, we are excited to get this thing rolling this summer after everything everybody was through last summer, through the winter, the springtime, everything's been relaxed. It's now time to get out and try to get back to some semblance of normalcy.
You know, I have to give a shout out to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association for what you guys did to get us through the pandemic. You guys had TV crews going out to all the tracks where they had canceled the fairs, but they could still do junior fair activities and harness racing. And we were able to get onto YouTube right here in our homes and see the races, see which babies were coming up, see which drivers are doing great, see which trainers were making money. I think there were even ways that people could wager. I generally don't wager, so I'm not up on that. But you gave us a connection to know that the world was still spinning outside of our living rooms. And I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Our crew did a great job. We did over 80 fairs last year. Let me correct it. 80 racing dates at fairs. Over 80 racing cards that we did with our partner, Trot and Pace Marketing. We sent out great crews, including Roger Houston was out there, Tom Pye. I went out, did a few. We had Susan Schroeder doing some. Austin Scott did some. So we were able to at least bring something to the people, the owners, the trainers that couldn't get there onto the grounds. The owners could see it. The fans could see it. And we're really excited about this year, because based on what we did last year, oh boy, we're challenged, but we're going to do it this year. We're doing over 125 race cards across the state of Ohio, starting with Paulding on Monday.
That's fantastic. And your numbers are growing. I can see the viewership when I get on YouTube. You've got more and more people coming and watching every day.
Well, we've got, besides doing the fair coverage that we're going to be doing, we're trying to bring other features to the fans for them to watch. We just completed last night was our Bucyrus matinee. We did a 5-week feature called Matinee Madness, when we went out to the matinees where these 2-year-olds were getting their very first chance to really race. They'd get behind the starting gate, they'd school, and then they'd race. And we kind of did a recap show of those races. We were in different locations. We were at Washington Courthouse, we were at Bucyrus, we were at Greenville. So we're in different places and we did that. And now we're closing in on the ending of our freshman focus video series that we're doing, which is our 2-year-olds in training. Roger Houston and I were out shooting another video segment today down at the Winter Circle Training Center down south of Scioto Downs, as we try to get those wrapped up. And those are every Thursday night on Facebook and YouTube at 7 o'clock. And those are going to lead up to the next generation, which will be July 2nd and 3rd at El Dorado Scioto Downs.
So, Frank, tell people what they can expect then. If they can't make it to the track, let's hope now that the tracks are all open, everybody's going. But you're still going to be doing all these videos and other. What else are you guys doing this summer?
Well, to kick it off, starting on Monday at Paulding. We race at 65 county and independent fairs across Ohio. Some fairs race one day, some race two, some race three. We have Delaware, which races 5 days. So what we're going to do is there's a total of 126 race cards across the state. Our plan is to cover every single one of those with I'd say an ESPN style broadcast. We have announcers, we have commercials, we have features, we have the races live. It's not ESPN. Quality, but it is. Thank you. I appreciate that. But it gives people a chance to watch these things. There'll be a day, I think it's July 19th. We do 3 fairs that day. So you'll be able to sit there at noon and watch one fair. At 4 o'clock, you'll watch another fair. And at 5 o'clock, you can tune over to a different fair. So we're going to be out at all these fairs all the way from next Monday to October 14th, when we wrap up the fair season with the Fairfield County Fair down in Lancaster.
Exciting times coming up for the fair races. Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us and filling us in on how we can watch the races if we can't actually get there.
Well, just go to our YouTube channel, Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, subscribe, click the little, I've always wanted to say this, click the little button there, and then every time we post a new video, you'll get notified. Or you can go to our Facebook page as well, and that's where we'll have all the races live this summer. You can go to harnessracingohio.com to see the full fair schedule as well.
Like and subscribe, baby. Like and subscribe.
All right. We've been talking about racing a lot, and sometimes it's a little intimidating to go to a racetrack and get that race program and know who to put a bet on. When we come back, Kelly Bell and Keith Gisser are going to make it easy for you.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Getchell, and I'm here with my partner, Kelly Bell. And you know what? We have been talking about horse racing in all of its forms over the last year. And one of the things that, for me, is a little intimidating is how to bet on horses. You know, I typically bet on gray horses just because I love gray horses. But there's a lot more to it for a lot of people. And Kelly, I know you're getting into it a little bit more, but I thought maybe we should talk about the ins and outs.
Well, absolutely. And we have a special guest with us here today, my partner and co-host for the Little Brown Jug Radio Network that we do every year in Delaware, bringing you every race every day for Jug Week.
Right? 5 days.
Keith Gisser is here. And Keith is a professional handicapper as well as a writer for the Harness Writers Association and a radio broadcaster and a reptile rescue person. Keith, welcome. And will you get into this with us and teach people how to read a betting program?
Well, good morning. Great to be back with you guys. Yeah, we can discuss gambling a little bit and how to read the program. You know, it can be intimidating. There's no question about it. But we like to joke, hey, there's a winner on every page. And all you've got to do is find them.
I love that. I've never heard that one before.
And, you know, one of the things you need to remember also is that every program has a page in it somewhere. Usually it's on one of the inside covers, but it can be spread throughout. That says how to read a program. It explains what all those numbers are. But I think realistically, the things you want to look for as you're looking at handicapping or picking a race. Now, first off, if you want to just have some fun, you can obviously, like Michelle does, bet the gray horse, bet the horse with the cool name. I've been known to do that. I actually have bought a couple of horses just because I like their names. Probably not the best way to invest in racehorses, but I actually bought a horse that was named, that had a similar name to my son and one that had a similar name to my daughter many years ago. Neither one was very good, but regardless, when you're betting, like I say, you want a horse who's in good form. How do we know the horse is in good form? The very last set of numbers, they'll show a lot of ones or twos, maybe threes. You know, that's a sign that the horse was first, second, or third in his last start. Yep. The other thing we want to look at is class, the class of the horse. And the easiest way to do that, rather than worrying about the way the class is worded or the condition of the race, because every track does that differently, is to look at the purse. If a horse is racing well in a race where the purse is $10,000, it stands to reason that he'll continue to race well in a $10,000 race. If he drops down to an $8,000 race, then there's a chance he'll do better. He should improve. If he moves up, he may have a harder time of things. And then the other thing that's very important, more so at Northfield up in Northeast Ohio than it is at Scioto or at Miami Valley or at Dayton, because they're bigger tracks, they're 5/8 mile tracks, you have more time. But post position, the outside post position, the horse in the outside post has to travel farther. So it's a challenge for that horse to do well racing from the outside. And so you generally want to look for inside horses. And I kind of have an inside bias on the half mile track, like we have at Northfield or like we'll have when we get to Delaware this September. And I like inside horses a great deal because it gives them an advantage because they don't have to travel as far. So there's just a couple of things that you can look for when you're looking to select a good horse.
Well, and that's advanced betting information for a first timer. One thing I learned at Delaware, the horse that's in the one slot always has an advantage being on that inside rail. But at Scioto Downs, it's the horse in the five spot that statistically wins more often. It depends on the track. And that's something you learn over time when you become a fan. But if it's your first time and you go out there with your family, you get your betting program, you open it up, you want to go to that page that tells you how to wager. And it tells you all the different kinds of bets. You can bet to win, place, show. You can do exactas, trifectas, superfectas. There's all kinds of fancy bets. But just start simple. Start simple. If you look at race number one, go to that page. down at the bottom, there'll be something called the TrackMan selections. And it'll say, you know, the TrackMan thinks the 2-horse, the 1-horse, and the 10-horse are going to come in first, second, and third. And they've already done all that figuring that you were talking about. So you've already got the advice of an expert right there. And you don't even have to analyze it on your own. You can just say, okay, I'm going to bet the 2-horse to place because the TrackMan said he was a favorite and I like his name. And then go place your bet.
Right. And in addition to the TrackMan, most tracks will have somebody who is also going to give additional live analysis, whether it's a track handicapper or at many tracks, it's the track announcer who will also. So now all of a sudden, if the TrackMan and the announcer agree on a horse, then there's a good chance that that horse is going to, you know, going to win the race. If there's disagreement, then you can start looking at other angles. Another thing I want to discuss real quickly is wagering, let alone the handicapping part. But think about risk and reward. What do you want to do when you go to the races? Do you want to go and have fun and just cash a lot of tickets? Then you want to bet to show. When you bet to show, you cash a ticket if your horse finishes first, second, or third. That ticket's not going to pay as much, but you're going to cash more of them because obviously 3 horses in every race pay off. Place, horse finishes second or first, you're going to get a cash back. And if you bet to win, obviously the horse has to win. So as you go up, you have a higher risk, but a higher reward. The win ticket is going to pay more generally than the place ticket, which will pay more than the show ticket. And then you get into what they call your exotic wagering, the exacta, where you have to pick the first and second place horse in order. The trifecta is first, second, and third, so on and so forth. For the beginner, I would suggest staying away from the exactas and the trifectas. Stick with win bets, stick with place bets, stick with show bets. You'll have a good chance to cash some tickets and have some fun. You're not going to get rich.
All right. So I'm not going to get rich, but I'm going to have some fun at the racetrack. Win, place, show. I'm just going to continue betting on my gray horses. But thank you, Kelly and Keith, for all the great tips on how to bet when you go to the races. Makes it a little more user-friendly for me. I'm going to look at the bottom and see what they suggest on every race. That concludes this episode. We'll see you next week for some more horsing around.